Filmmaker Chris Turner has spent years in Afghanistan and with members of the Taliban. He thought of them immediately after the terrorist attacks a year ago.
I started growing my beard on September the 11th because I knew that, you know, my friends were being falsely accused of a lot of things that they really weren't responsible for. So I really was anxious to get over there and meet them and talk to them again and explain our side of the story to them.
Turner found his friends and other Taliban and Al-Qaeda members on a trip to Pakistan. NPR's Greg Allen had this profile of a filmmaker trying to bridge two conflicting cultures.
Kansas City is a long way from Afghanistan, about 7,200 miles. For much of his adult life, Chris Turner has had a foot in both places. Turner grew up in a wealthy family in Kansas City, studied film, and worked in advertising. Then in the mid-1960s, he took his 16mm camera to Afghanistan, where he was enthralled by the people and their culture. For much of the next 17 years, Turner made Afghanistan his home.
I speak the language fluently, you know, was a practicing Muslim the whole time I was there, have a bond.
Turner lived with the Pashtun people and began filming a documentary on the Assassins, an ancient cult that he says is closely involved with hashish and opium production in Afghanistan. In April of this year, he went to Balochistan, a tribal area in Pakistan outside of direct government control. Turner found his friends among the Pashtun people, and he made new acquaintances, members of Al-Qaeda. He says although they were suspicious, they came to accept him.
You know, well, once you smoke a hash pipe that you've got a quarter pound of hash in, I mean, you're totally at their mercy. You're not in a position where you're going to defend yourself. And I think they saw that in me. I think they saw my willingness to completely surrender to the environment. And the fact that I have so much history with these people. I mean, I had one very tearful meeting with a boy who was 28 years old that 20 years ago as an 8-year-old, his father and I had gone across that border during the war. And he remembered me, remembered the gifts I'd given his family, and literally broke out in tears when he saw me.
Turner says the Al-Qaeda and Taliban members he met were as curious about him as he was about them. With the camera running, Turner spent a lot of time talking with them about the September 11th attacks and Osama bin Laden.
What is the reason he's doing these things?
Bin Laden.
What's the reason
power is a very strong drug. How can you say that?
On film, Turner is one of several bearded, turbaned men riding in a red Toyota pickup, headed to a meeting in Golestan, a town on the Afghan border. Two men in the back carry AK-47s. Most of the conversation is between Turner and a teacher at an Islamic school, or a madrasa, a mullah named Rahil.
He's saying, what kind of power is it to go from his comfort to the middle of the desert for 20 years? What kind of power is that?
What kind of power is this? Why you like this power?
It gave him great power because no one could find him.
After 6 weeks of traveling through Balochistan, Turner returned to Karachi. That's when he came to the attention of Pakistani and American security officials. A delegation of American academics was staying at his hotel, and some became alarmed when they saw a tall Westerner in Pashtun dress, accompanied by Pashtuns, sweeping into their hotel every evening. Turner's trip took an abrupt turn one evening with a knock on the door.
About 10 o'clock at night, I'd just come back from filming all day, and I had been in an area where Al-Qaeda and Taliban were hiding out or living really pretty openly. And so they came in, 15 men with machine guns, immediately handcuffed me and sat me down, and I waited around for hours before the Americans arrived to interrogate me, and then they took me to a police station. They kept me for 2 days, interrogated me for 15 hours, and then they chained me and took me to the airport.
American authorities say they questioned Turner as a sensible security precaution, and they have no reason to doubt any part of his story. Chris Turner says at first the FBI and CIA agents interrogating him were antagonistic, accusing him of lying and being a Muslim sympathizer. But he says his friendship with Taliban and Al-Qaeda supporters doesn't mean that he's a terrorist.
I really got the feeling that that's what they wanted to make me. They wanted to make me a trophy. They wanted another American Taliban. And in a lot of ways, I am. I mean, I'm a practicing Muslim. I'd be remiss to say that I don't have sympathies for them. I just don't want to be lumped into a category of either or. You know, and I think we've made that mistake as a society. We're trying to take all Muslims and make them out as villains. And that's not the case.
Ultimately, Turner says he believes American and Pakistani authorities realized he was who he said he was, a filmmaker trying to bridge two cultures. 20 years ago, after he returned from the region, Chris Turner found there was little interest in a film about Afghanistan. He's hoping that the war and his new footage will help him find both a distributor and a receptive American audience. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.